and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans may move to impeach Wisconsin's newest Supreme Court justice. They might not remove Janet Protasiewicz from office, but that may not be the point. Terry Bell explains.
J.R. Ross covers state government for WisPolitics. He tells WISN-TV's Upfront that it would be hard to get 22 senators to vote to oust Protasiewicz, but that may not be the end game.
If you're impeached as a justice or a judge, once you're impeached by the assembly, you can't exercise your powers as a judge or justice until the Senate trial. That would sideline, in theory, Protasiewicz for weeks, maybe months, long enough to get past this window of a new map from the state Supreme Court kicking in for 2024.
The Wisconsin Constitution says someone in elected office can only be impeached for criminal activity or corruption. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Strip searches in schools would be outlawed in Wisconsin under a bill that gets a hearing today, Pete Schwabo reports.
The legislation comes after a controversy in Suring in northeast Wisconsin last year. That's where the school superintendent at the time strip-searched six teenage girls while looking for a vape cartridge. The superintendent was not prosecuted, but she did resign. The community was outraged enough to spur four state lawmakers to respond. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
First Lady Jill Biden tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. Mrs. Biden was in Wisconsin last Thursday touring Exact Sciences and meeting with school officials in the Madison area. President Biden has tested negative after learning of the First Lady's positive test. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are on the rise again nationally. People across Wisconsin may see higher costs when it comes to their energy bills next year. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
We Energies is proposing another rate hike for its customers in 2024. The utility company is asking the Public Service Commission to approve a rate hike of 3.1% for residential customers. That's double the increase proposed for industrial customers for next year. The request comes after a rate hike of 11.3% in energy prices this year. If approved, the increased energy cost for residential We Energies customers would total nearly 14.5% over 2 years. Consumer advocates say it's wrong for residential customers to pay higher costs than industrial and commercial customers. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Two fishermen saved three people and their dog near the breakwater off Milwaukee's lakefront on Monday evening. The fishermen saw a boat sinking and called it into the Harbor Patrol and Coast Guard. The two adults and teenager were clinging to the boat. None of the three were wearing life jackets. All three and the dog survived, but were taken to the hospital for precaution. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. There's a blood drive at McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids today. The Red Cross is holding a blood drive from noon to 5 p.m. at 490 East Grand Avenue. Donors are needed to help prevent a blood supply shortage as donations have declined in recent weeks. You can save up to 3 lives by donating at McMillan Library. You can visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment or call 1-800-733-2767 or just stop in the library between noon and 5 today to see if there are openings to donate. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking the public to help report and manage chronic wasting disease this fall. CWD spreads through animal-to-animal contact or in the environment. The DNR has self-serve CWD kiosks with 24/7 access to sampling materials and test kits. Visit dnr.wisconsin.gov for more information. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers reboot against the Pirates. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Pirates face off again tonight at PNC Park, game time 5:35. Brandon Woodruff against Pittsburgh's Andre Jackson. The Brewers lost the series opener last night, 4-2 against the Pirates. After the game, Brewers starting pitcher Corbin Burns seemed to remember nearly every pitch he gave up. 4 runs on 7 hits, 2 home runs, over six innings, including veteran Andrew McCutchen.
The double to McCutchen before was a changeup right down the middle. The next inning, they scored two runs. The curveball to Reynolds right down the middle. You know, mistake to McCutchen and line another slider right down the middle. So it was more about early on. We were really good at executing, getting stuff the edges, getting swing and miss, putting hitters away. We got two strikes, and then the second time through, we got two strikes. We just left pitchers right in the middle of the plate, and they hit them.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell on Burns' performance.
I mean, I thought he came out, you know, throwing the ball great. I thought it was really, really good. The mistakes he made, they did damage on his mistakes. So it was extra base hits, obviously a couple homers, and, you know, that's putting runs on the board quick. So that's what hurt him tonight.
And the Brewers' Freddy Peralta named National League Pitcher of the Month. Peralta on what made the difference for him in August.
I think for me, it's more like the way that I've been taking care of, like, myself and the situation that I've been in, that I can handle all those situations. It's awesome, and I've been feeling great and excited for see what's coming for us and for me.
College football, Duke stuns number 9th ranked Clemson last night, 28-7. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell is not happy with Air Force after they denied defensive back Michael Mack's request to transfer to Wisconsin, now under appeal.
I'm going to kind of hold my tongue to say anything about the Air Force Academy and how they've treated the kid, but we'll wait on what the NCAA, it's in their hands, and so kind of leave it at that.
Fickell on his subdued mood after Wisconsin beat Buffalo Saturday in the season opener.
I probably wasn't as fired up as maybe I needed to be. Deep down inside, I just felt like we were sloppy.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And our great friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Paul, how was your weekend?
It was good. A little hot by my standards, but
yeah.
All right, how about for you guys?
A little roasty, you know.
A little roasty.
Yeah.
Good to hear. We've got, it's going to get interesting here this week, Paul. We've got, usually we ease into these things or we have a day on our calendar that tells us. For those that don't know, it's about to fall. It's
literally.
It's coming.
Exactly. Yeah, it is. We are looking at, kind of switching gears a pretty big way here as this cold front comes in tonight. And, the rest of the week, still downward trend to continue here for us right into tomorrow and Thursday. So, definitely a nice contrast from the hot, humid weather. Another day of that today in the meantime with a mix of clouds and sun. Highs at about 93, south winds to about 10 to 20. Still looking at the increasing clouds tonight with that front approaching, showers and storms. Best chance is going to be overnight. So once we get towards 11 midnight and then beyond that, some of that looking to move in upper 60s. Showers, a few thundershowers into Wednesday with clouds and the highs in the mid 70s. West winds 10 to 20. Cooling down quite nicely Wednesday night. Lows back to about 52. Maybe an isolated shower early. And then partial sun, some clouds Thursday, mid 60s. North winds 10 to 15. Upper 40s Thursday night. Some sun Friday, mid 70s. And then still looking at some lower 70s, low to mid 70s for the weekend upcoming. Maybe another rain chance by later Sunday. But definitely ready to get out of this heat and humidity. Mm-hmm. So it looks like one more day to get through today, and we can enjoy those temps the rest of the week.
Start looking for those long sleeve shirts.
Start looking
for those windbreakers. Not that you wear them all day. It's Wisconsin. You'll wear them in the morning, and then by mid-afternoon you'll take it off, and then at night you'll need it again. And
exactly. Yeah.
We appreciate you,
all
Paul.
All those hoodies.
Yes. Yeah. All the hoodies. Hoodie season coming up. Sweater weather. Appreciate you, Paul. Thanks for the time. You have a great day.
Hey, you bet. You guys too.
We'll talk again tomorrow. Best in the business right
Thanks,
there, our
Paul.
Good friend Paul Trombley, the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Yeah.
I like the idea of our forecast just being, it's sweater weather. it's t-shirt weather. Like, we don't have degrees anymore.
Yeah, what to wear, exactly.
None of this deep, complex, you know. You see the polar vortex is pulling in right here. No, it's sweater weather.
No, instead it's wear a tank top, t-shirt, sweater, and a hoodie. By the end of the day, you'll be happy you did.
Yes.
The layer argument, yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to get into our programming for the day. I want to find out how your guys' weekend was. But first up, we got to start our show. We have to start our show here. A shout out to our Civic Media family and the great work that was done on this on our networks yesterday. Congratulations, Kristen, Charlie, Earl, everybody that worked so hard on Labor Day yesterday. Mm-hmm. Did you guys get a chance at all to hear Earl?
No, I didn't, unfortunately.
No, me neither.
I got to hear a good couple of segments.
Mm-hmm.
Man, is so good. I have not gotten, I'll be honest, I have not got to hear Earl very often. Yeah. I just don't have that kind of bandwidth, the time to be able to listen to all of our shows and everything.
Right.
Honestly, I'm a huge fan of Kristen's work, in part because she's on right after us, mm-hmm. and I get to hear her right after. I don't get to hear a ton else.
No.
I was blown away by his work. He is so good at live work. I don't know how if he feels it, but he is just a natural. Earl is so good. Got one of the best voices in radio, period.
Yep, yep.
Period.
Ooh, yeah, he does.
But as Earl would probably tell you, most importantly of what the work that he did yesterday was talking unions, talking about the importance of that, mm-hmm. and the importance of labor in our country, and what unions mean, not only to our country, but just to narrow that down a little bit more and, you know, use that microscope and zoom in a little bit to Wisconsin.
Yes.
And what unions mean in this state. And he didn't have to do that show yesterday. Nope. I mean, everybody else had the day off, you know? Mm-hmm. I was really blown away, not only that he did the show, that the work that he did, and him and his team. Congratulations, man.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. It was great work, job. You guys. Very.
And all the engineers and everybody else who also worked with
him.
Yeah,
exactly.
I have been very fortunate to be in this industry for over 20 years, and I know how lucky I am, too, because there's about 1,000 people behind me that want this job. But I say this with respect to everybody I've worked with in the past. I've never worked at a company where I'm flipping around at any given point in the day, and not only do I hear something I enjoy, but my chest puffs up.
Mm.
I'm proud. I'm proud of the radio we're doing. I'm proud of the work we're doing. I don't... we're working at a place that's opposite. I don't know if it's come through to the audience or not, or mm-hmm. even to us here at WFHR.
Right.
But for the first time in WFHR's 80-plus year history, do we care about ratings? Yes. Do we care about streaming numbers? Yes. Is that the end of the conversation? No.
No.
No, what we're doing here is bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's bigger than ratings. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than streaming numbers and that. And it's one thing to tell people that. But they tell us, and they go by it. They live by it. Sage, mm-hmm. Mike, this team that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud to work for a company like that. In this day and age, in 2023, when everything is about money and fame and getting your name out there and me and all this stuff, we work at a company that actually backs what they say.
It's true.
It's pretty cool.
Puts on stuff like that, special broadcasts on days off. I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How was everybody's weekend? Melissa, how was yours?
We don't need to talk about my weekend.
Oh, no.
It was a little rough.
Okay.
We're dealing with some sickness in my house, so.
Oh, bummer.
Well, we laid low all weekend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, Seth, how was your weekend?
It was busy. You know, we had to start not only, celebrating the holiday as well, but we also had to start getting ready for school.
Yeah.
Get everything packed up, ready to go for today. So it was busy. It was a busy weekend of fun and work.
How did the boys feel about starting up school?
You know, mixed feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they're excited, but at the same time, it's school.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we got to go back to school. But this morning they were good. I mean, they were up and ready to go. So I think they're more excited than they let on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To see friends and, you know, get to find new classes and stuff like that. So.
And there's first day jitters too.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's some of that.
But I think they're ready to go. And I hope they're doing well because I think they're both in school right now or getting there. Yeah.
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 Right on. Very cool.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
We do want to say a safe and fun, happy start to the school year for all of our local schools that are starting up today and this week or next week or what have you, or have already started up certainly too.
Yeah, that's right.
And most importantly, keep your eyes on the road. Keep your eyes out there. Everybody look around. Look on the sidewalks. Look, you were a kid. You were a child once.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Think about what it's like to be a kid and don't put all the onus on them.
Yeah,
You're the adult. You're the one driving around in a big ton, you know, killing machine and everything. So, mm-hmm. you know, maybe keep an eye out for them.
Yeah, lots of walkers out there. Yep.
Watch for school buses too. Mm-hmm. When their lights are flashing, stop.
if you are able to be a school bus driver too, you know.
Oh, you're right.
Or a crossing guard.
Yes. Oh, crossing guards. Yes.
They need them both.
I knew there was something I forgot. Nice job, Mo.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that we can cover these things so that our teachers and our principals, our staffs out there can just focus on the things that they need to focus on.
Yes, that's right.
And our kids can just be kids.
Yes. Please let them be kids.
Yeah, yeah. I want to, how was your weekend, James?
How was your weekend, James?
I was actually glad you asked that. I'm just kidding. Half the time,
how was your weekend,
guys? Yeah, but half the time, it's fair. You don't ask because half the time I just give you fine, and we move on. You know, so why would you guys?
It was my turn this weekend to do that. So there you go, well, James. How was your weekend?
Actually, Melissa, I felt horrible because as soon as I said that to you, I'm like, oh God, I start with Melissa and I put her on the spot right away. I'm a jerk. I got to text her during the break. I'm sorry, Mel. Please forgive me. Yes, thank you for asking, though. I wanted to send a shout out to the wonderful, wonderful podcast, Puppet Masters of None.
Puppet Masters of None.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
This is a wonderful podcast I encourage people to check out. They are a group, two guys who are former puppeteers.
Nice.
Who run a podcast.
Okay.
And they talk about, you know, Muppets and pop culture and their experiences as being puppeteers. they both went to school for this and are trained puppeteers. They heard about our podcast that Bree and I are doing, What the Muppet, which the new episode dropped yesterday. Go check it out.
Nice.
They invited us on their show.
Aw.
Cool.
Nice.
So Sunday, Bria's got a wedding coming up, and we've got a busy time around here and everything. So we just decided we'd try to get this in over the weekend. On Sunday morning, we recorded the episode with them, and that it'll be released sometime, I believe, around Halloween for them.
Very cool.
But what a great couple of guys.
Nice.
And I first off, so... My kid is so my kid. I feel so like does anybody else experience this? There's moments where my chest puffs up with pride and love and everything of like, oh God, this is so cool. My kid is so like me. And seconds later, oh God, my poor child is just like me. She and I both went into this without talking about it, nervous that we were going to go in unprepared. Like we weren't. We would be these guys are pros. They actually have worked with puppets. They've actually done this stuff
For a living. Yeah,
you know, with that kind of stuff and everything. We thought we'd come across as like, well, we don't know what we're talking about. They couldn't have been nicer. They couldn't have been better. We really had an insightful, fun conversations. We talked about the Muppet movie Haunted Mansion.
That came out a couple years ago.
And really kind of got to strip that down and just the idea of where Muppets place in pop culture and so much of this stuff. It was a really good conversation. Had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, keep our eye out for that one. Sounds like fun.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I want to send a shout out to them. If you get the chance, check out their podcast again, Puppet Masters of None. especially if you're interested in that kind of stuff. Where Bria and I have this perspective of fans and from different generations, they have this perspective from behind the scenes. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. I think that if you're interested and any of that, go ahead and check it out.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
We're going to take a break. We're coming back doing some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Woo!
After Melissa's news, we're going to get to five things to look forward to in September.
Nice.
All right.
Got some good stuff coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well. It's Telephone Tuesday. We're going to talk about the top phone calls all year. the top day for phone calls all year. We'll get into that.
Okay.
A study found opposites attract. Is that true or not?
Was Paula Abdul correct? That we must know.
In the 9 o'clock hour, we, of course, are going to have some fun. We'll have some entertainment news. And then at 9:30, we have Bill Heck and Tom Heiser joining us with our monthly Veterans Update.
Nice.
And excellent. All of them are special. This one, a very special one.
Yes.
We're looking forward to that coming up. And plenty more. It's live radio. You put Melissa, Seth, and I in a room together, and even if it just on air together.
It's a virtual room.
Who knows what can happen? We may even clothe you. We're good.
That sounded weird.
We definitely did, and that's kind of that's the intent. I wanted it to.
A good kind of weird.
That's my wheelhouse. Weird. That's my wheelhouse. Not creepy weird. Just weird. Coming up, we got shirts to give away and plenty more on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Wait a minute. Whoa, no. We can't let that pass. We can't let that go. What was I just doing there?
Locally Glown Radio?
Was it Glow or was it Glown?
Glown. It's not a Glown.
That's not a word. I can't do that. All right. Let me try this.
Try to save some time.
We'll be right back here on WFHR. Locally growing. No, darn it. Locally grown radio. Locally grown radio. WFHR. Locally grown radio. I got it. Yeah.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Are you looking for help with nutrition? WFHR's current sponsor for the Kitchen's Open segment, the Southwood County YMCA, has a variety of options. Sign up for their five-week Prevent and Thrive with Diabetes class that starts October 18th. Lunch and learn the last Wednesday of the month and watch delicious, healthy meals being prepared that you then get to eat. Visit their website, swcymca.org, to see the full list of classes and register, or call 715-818-9266.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 93. Today, under mainly cloudy skies, southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows level off around 68, cloudy skies. Overcast. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Hi, this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Thank you, Garth.
All chaos. I love it.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2. 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. You get there. Thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day for all of us at WFHR.
Woo!
We have but one name on the list today.
But one name?
Yes.
But one name? What
the heck? He doth decree there is but one name.
He's gone to Elizabethan English.
We shall celebrate today in the honor of this one person.
We should stop. This is why James can't have days off. He comes back, he gets all weird on us, you know?
This is what happens.
When is he not weird, Seth?
That's fair points by both of you.
It results in creativity. Anyway.
We
The suspense is killing me. Whose birthday is it?
We've got one name on the list today, and we wish a very happy birthday to Phil Johnson.
Phil, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Phil.
We got there.
In my defense, my teammates broke me.
Yeah.
I literally couldn't talk for a second there. Happy birthday, Phil. Enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you.
Yes.
Have a great day, Phil. Thanks so much, whoever got us Phil's name.
Yes.
Keep these names coming, everybody. Send it to info@WFHR.com or james.mailove@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on Facebook as well. Morse code, smoke signals, those little flag things. Whatever you got to do, get us your birthdays and anniversaries.
Okay, I think this is correct. So I think I'm safe in saying an honorable mention. My father-in-law's birthday is today. The Reverend Dennis Gale Roan. He hates it when you use his whole name. I know he's not listening, but I don't care. I'm going to do it. Denny Roan, my father-in-law. It's his birthday today. So
happy birthday, Denny.
Yeah.
Yes, very happy birthday to him. And that's a great name.
Yes.
That's a strong name. I like that name. That's good. Yeah, happy birthday to him.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity list real quick here. Let's see. Rose McGowan is 50. She had a nice nice stretch there of a career. She had some issues too. Obviously, she was a big part of the Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something. I don't consider that one of her issues. I consider that something that was a note in her story.
Right.
Because she was one of the earliest people to come forward with this, and it wasn't a hashtag thing at the time. She had a hard. She got blackballed for a while there.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
She really did.
And she was doing a movie where she fell off off a horse, I believe, and injured her face, mm-hmm. and she had to get some plastic surgery done for it to fix the
damage. Yeah.
Yeah, that was hurt. But that also ended up hurting her because people thought she got plastic surgery just because she's an actress. She just had some bad runs of luck there, here and mm-hmm. there. But I enjoyed her work. I think she's mm-hmm. a good actor.
Yep.
I think she did good stuff.
She's done some very good stuff.
Dweezil Zappa is 54.
Jeez.
One of the Zappas.
One of the many Zappas. Well, they're not many, but one of the Zappas.
Yeah, one of the Zappas. Yeah, yeah. A very talented producer.
Yes.
Yeah, he really has an ear for sound.
Mm-hmm.
All of his kids do. Like, all of his kids may not be great musicians, but they all got an ear for sound. They all have a real knack for it.
He was second to none, so I'm not surprised. Yeah.
I'm Batman. Michael Keaton is 72 today.
Woo! 72. Yeah.
The Batman, Vulture, Birdman.
He's played more superheroes than supervillains.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Hard to believe he's 72, though. Wow.
Yeah.
72.
You get to be 72. So Michael is 70 in his 70s when he's reprising his role as Batman in that Flash movie and everything. Mm-hmm. And that is pretty darn cool.
That is really cool.
Very impressive.
Such a good actor. Like, I think
fabulous.
That, honestly, I think we could go back and forth and talk about all of his big hits and the movies everybody knows. If you really want to see some great performance from him, Birdman, I think, is the one. Mm-hmm. Obviously won an Oscar, all that stuff. He's gotten some really nice, serious roles. The Dream Team. Like, you get to see The Dream Team.
Yeah.
It's an underappreciated movie of his. Him, Christopher Lloyd. I've talked about this movie a couple of times. Him and Christopher Lloyd and some other actors, they play. They're from an insane asylum.
Mm-hmm.
And the psychiatrist gets them to kind of have a field trip to a baseball game. The psychiatrist dies, and they're stuck there in the city trying to find out how to get home.
Oh, my gosh.
It's such an 80s movie. It's such an 80s
1989.
Plot. Yeah. But the chemistry in that movie that Michael Keaton has, it's like he's a quarterback on a team, and he's helping out everybody else and working them up mm-hmm. and working with them. And him and Christopher Lloyd together alone is worth seeing it.
Nice.
I really think it's one of those fun movies that shows you such what is so charming, what is so likable about Michael Keaton mm-hmm. in a complete nutshell, in a complete whole.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Bob Newhart, 94 today.
Oh, the great Bob Newhart.
Comedy genius, comedy legend.
Hello, Abner.
Nice. If you are a fan of deadpan, if you are a fan of the just great comedic timing, I don't know how you can't love Bob Newhart.
He's got to have some of the best. Because think about how he made his name with his stand-up, doing the telephone routine. And you're the only one doing it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to pretend like you're talking. I mean, it's genius how good his timing is.
I think that people forget, especially, you know, our generation, that he was a stand-up comedian mm-hmm. and how good he mm-hmm. was at it.
How successful he was at it. Yeah. Yeah.
He has one of the greatest selling comedy albums of all time.
Yep.
And to this day, still, even to this day, it's
his
still
first
that
one,
way.
The button-down mind of Bob Newhart. Yeah. And it's still, there's some parts that are dated, but still, it's fun to listen to.
I think young people would know him as Professor Proton in The Big Bang Theory.
That's right.
He was also Papa Elf in Will Ferrell's Elf.
Yes, his more recent stuff, right? Yeah.
I growing up, I just really loved Newhart. I was a real fan of that show. It just because of his, him and the Daryls. And the Daryls. Daryl, my other brother Daryl.
My name is Larry. My brother Daryl.
He was in all the Librarian movies, too.
Yes, he was.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he showed up in those, too.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it should be noted, what's the controversial thing you ever heard about Bob Newhart? When have you ever heard anybody say that they didn't like Bob Newhart? Or I'm talking about as far as in the industry.
Right.
To have a career that's over 60 years long
mm-hmm.
and you've never had one bad thing, you've never been canceled, never, like, that's just as impressive to me as his career.
I think he's just kind of that low-key guy.
Mm-hmm.
He really
mm-hmm.
is.
Raquel Welch, as we look at people born in this day that are no longer with us, would have been 83 today, born in 1940, passed away in 2023.
Yes. Wonderful.
One of our more legendary actresses mm-hmm. Well known. I think that when it comes to Raquel Welch, actors like her, it's not so much she's known for a particular role mm-hmm. as much as she's known.
Yes, exactly. She was
probably
in plenty of
all
movies.
Of our father's, you know, fantasy girl.
Yeah.
Just to say it. Probably. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah.
That fur bikini, I'm telling you, from 1 million BC. Yep.
She's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Shawshank Redemption. You know? And Jesse James, born on this day in 1847, passed away in 1882.
Wow. Jesse James? Mm.
Yep. Got to mention him. You can't tell the story of the Old West without talking about him.
Yeah, that's right.
And finally, wanted to mention Freddie Mercury, born on this day in 1946, passed away in 1991, way too young. Queen's lead songwriter, singer.
Yep.
One of the more iconic people in music history. And certainly got one of the most iconic set of lips in music history.
And his teeth, yeah.
His teeth, his lips, everything. Freddie was so self-conscious about that.
Mm-hmm.
And a shout-out to Elton John and so many other artists that were... they were embracing their insecurities on stage and helped him embrace his.
Yep. And on stage, the man was second to none on holding an audience. If you've ever seen any footage of him live and how the audience responded to him, it's really remarkable.
I don't care if you don't like Queen, fine. If you don't like Freddie Mercury, fine. You don't give a darn about any of this stuff, fine. But if you have ever enjoyed music, watch him at Live Aid.
Yeah. It's amazing. Absolutely remarkable.
You've never seen anything like it, and to this day, I've never seen anything like that.
No. Nope.
It wasn't that Freddie controlled the crowd. That's the mistake a lot of people think with MCs, good MCs, that they control the crowd, that they raise their hands and wah, and they lower them. And, ooh. No.
Yeah.
It's being a part of the crowd.
Yep.
This is something that I was talking with the Puppet Masters about and Bree about. The big difference between modern puppets and you know, the Muppet stories and everything, and what Jim Henson was doing. Part of the masterfulness of Jim Henson, it wasn't just that he got his audience, is that he could adapt to his audience. Mm-hmm. He could do what, you know, go with that. Freddie was a part of the audience.
Yep.
He was just with you with the crowd. He wasn't trying to control the crowd. Mm-mm. He was a part of the crowd.
Yep.
Well, and if you want a part of his legacy, his grand piano is going to be auctioned without reserve here very soon.
Whoa.
Yeah, I got a bid on it.
Okay.
I got a bid on it.
It's expected to go between 2 and 3 million pounds.
I was going
to
say, you got your 50 bucks, James? I don't know if that's going to cut it.
I got to admit, I did not understand the different the ratio of pounds to dollars. Really misjudged that. Really misjudged. I got to make a call.
James, you don't have 2 million anything,
no,
okay?
I don't even have to, you're absolutely right.
Wait, hold up. I think he's got that many sports references.
Oh, that's the billions. And counting. not very good currency, though. It's hard to use.
Probably not.
We're going to halftime in the hour. We'll be right back. After Melissa's news, we'll get into five things to look forward to in September here on Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A Marshfield police officer was injured while arresting a 39-year-old man in Marshfield on Sunday night. Officers found a valid warrant for the man from Missouri. The man resisted officers during the arrest that took place close to 11 p.m. on Sunday night. The 39-year-old man was arrested and transported to the Wood County Jail. Charges are being requested through the Wood County DA's office for battery to law enforcement, resisting arrest, and bail jumping. The Citizens Utility Board, or CUB, is reminding Wisconsin residents that rate hike hearings start on September 6th in the state. Four major utilities are seeking increases on utility bills that, if approved, would take effect January 1st. The utilities and their hearing dates include Madison Gas and Electric on September 6th, Xcel Energy, Northern States Power on September 11th, Alliant, Wisconsin Power and Light on September 13th, and We Energies on October 9th. Wisconsin Public Service is proposing to increase base rates and anticipates offsetting that increase with fuel cost decreases. Their hearing is September 25th. You have the opportunity to submit a public comment or attend a hearing to let them know how rate increases will impact your finances. Visit psc.wi.gov to file a comment online or see the full list of meeting dates and locations. Gas prices fell last week with the national average at the lowest level since July at $3.77.
Wisconsin's average gas price was $3.53, which is almost 8 cents lower than last month and a little over 1 cent lower than this time last year. Hurricane Idalia missed hitting significant energy infrastructure on the southern coast, so gas prices were not affected. However, it could be a bit of a bumpy ride for the next week or two if storms threaten the Gulf. In about 2 weeks, we'll switch back to winter gasoline, and we could see more downward pressure on gas prices. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands, seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The Dazzling Spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 93. Today, under mainly cloudy skies, southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows level off around 68, cloudy skies. Overcast. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Nice short work week here.
Yeah.
Hopefully, that's right.
Hopefully it feels that way for everybody else.
Totally messed me up. I'm like, do I have playmakers today?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
To the surprise of nobody, got about a quarter of the way here yesterday before realizing I did not need to be here. But at least I didn't come to the station.
That's good. At least you stopped.
I've usually gotten to this in the building before I realize it. This time,
I was just going out for coffee. That's right. I was just going to get some coffee. That's
you,
all.
You know, swing by to make sure everything's fine. You know, checking on things.
You know, it's bad when nobody else knows what you're doing. You don't have to tell anybody, but in your own head, you're defending it and you're trying,
over-explaining.
Over-explain it to yourself, even though nobody in the universe knows what just happened.
You're justifying it.
Boy, that is something that is so human relatable.
Oh, goodness.
Here's some more. We got things to look forward to in September we're going to dive into right
Woo-hoo.
Now. This is fun. So looking at this, I've got these broken down in a couple of different categories, you know, looking at new movies, new TV, holidays all coming up. For right now, sports.
Sports.
The NFL season.
Surprise.
The NFL season kicks off next Thursday with the Chiefs hosting the Lions. This Thursday, I should say. There's lots of college football, too, and tennis fans have the U.S. Open through September 10th.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Got nice. That going on. Of course, the start of the NFL season this week, and of course, we have already kicked off the college football season.
Yeah.
Your Badger is going to be here all season long. Looking forward to that. And of course, high school sports.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to plenty of that as well. We've got on your dial coming up. And let's see. In theaters, got some new ones. Equalizer 3 came out last week.
Oh, that's right.
It's doing very well in the box office.
Wow.
It's doing very well, which is not surprising, but just I don't know anymore what's going to do well and what isn't.
It's a crapshoot. It really is. Mm-hmm. I guess you know the old saying is September was is always a down month for releases and stuff like that. But who knows anymore?
Yeah,
one can predict. Yeah. So this could very well be a big one.
Yeah. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 comes out September 8th.
I didn't know they were making a third one.
I didn't know they made a second one.
Yeah, I don't think a lot.
I had
people
heard
did.
Of the second one, but
wow.
The Expendables 4 hits theaters September 22nd, and the horror movie Saw X will be released September 29th.
Nothing but sequels.
Do they do anything original now? Or is it just all continuations of the same old thing or remakes of the same thing?
It does seem like that, except for Barbie. Maybe that's why Barbie and Oppenheimer did so well. It's new. It's something new.
One of the things that I don't think is talked about in the writers and actors strikes going on, if people are really that frustrated about that stuff, then you should really be back in the writers and actors.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because, for one, if you're tired of it now, I don't know if people get this or not. All those things, every single dang one of them, did not come from a writer's creative genius or something like that.
Nope.
It came from producers saying, hey, parody is easy. Let's do parody. Hey, I like money. I want more of it. This did a really good job, so I'm going to go ahead and do the same darn thing.
Yeah, made a lot of money, so let's keep it going. Yeah.
Another Fast and Furious.
Let's do it.
People like horror. Another Saw movie.
No creativity, nothing like that. Just, let's just go ahead and keep on kicking these things out. That's what producers want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's okay with you, then I guess you're in favor. You're one of those people on their side.
Right.
You know, the only one that I would get behind? Jumanji 7.
Ronald Dahl's adaptation, The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, hits Netflix September 27th. I'm excited about that one.
Interesting.
If Wes Anderson doesn't intrigue you, one of our better, more original storytellers, maybe the fact that it stars Benedict Cumberbatch, Ralph Fiennes, Ben Kingsley.
Whoa, there's a cast for you.
Those three, right there, back to back to back.
Wow.
I don't know if that's maybe the greatest three acting. That's just incredible to me. Those three names, just boom, 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 right there.
That is a Mount Rushmore, almost.
Yeah.
Of British acting right there. Wow.
The first day of fall will be on September 23rd, and if you want to get specific, the autumn equinox occurs at 2:50 a.m. Eastern that day.
Wow.
I think it's going to feel like fall arrives this week, though, based on what Paul Tremblay told us this morning. Especially after this weekend.
Mother Nature's not waiting for the calendar.
No. She doesn't follow that.
No,
Mother Nature.
Well. No, she doesn't.
Jeez.
Did somebody get her a calendar? Maybe that would help. Maybe she had.
Maybe that's just it. Maybe no one's giving her one, man.
Give her a calendar.
Got one with cats on it. Come on.
They got billions of them out there. The first day of how many people get those free calendars?
From your bank. Usually you get them from your bank or
any number
union.
Of places. Yeah.
For years, my grandmother's sister would use those and refuse to buy new calendars. It's like, why would you buy a new one? They give you all these places give you free
ones.
Give
you one a new one every year. Yeah.
Some places you get them from work. Sometimes your insurance company will give you them.
That's right.
I know this because my mother donates to the Humane Society and to World Wildlife Federation. Mm-hmm. Those you get those from them companies
every
too.
Year. Yeah,
every year you'll get those
nonprofits.
And a ton of TV shows are back, including Name That Tune, I Can See Your Voice, The Masked Singer, The Voice, Survivor, The Amazing Race.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
I'm sorry, did I say a ton of TV shows are back? I meant a ton of so-called reality TV shows are back, because there's a dang writer's strike going on.
It's game shows. It's just game shows. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Basically. High-tech ones,
pretty
maybe.
Much.
But, yeah.
American Horror Story, Delicate Part 1 is going to be on FX. That's the one with Kim Kardashian in it.
Woo.
I got to be honest. I can't keep up with those anymore. No. I watched the first 6-7 seasons of it because I love the idea of bringing similar actors every season but different stories.
Right, yeah.
And some really cool storytelling, some really brave and interesting storytelling. And there was a handful of them that I thought were just incredible. But now it's just kind of like, is this the same old, same old? It's like The Walking Dead thing to me. Mm-hmm. To me, it's a little like The Walking Dead where it's just like, okay, well, they're just doing this to basically like, who are we going to kill off this week? Or, yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I think we're back to kind of where we started in this conversation, where it's like, well, it's successful. Let's just keep pumping them out. You know, see how long we can milk this cow. So
when this first started with TV shows being like, it went from 22 episodes a season to like 13 to like six, that kind of thing.
Four.
When we first started having, you know, where a show used to last 10 years, and now it's three seasons and it's done, that kind of thing. When this first started, I was not happy about it. I did not enjoy it. I get it now. I get it now. I do understand it.
Yeah.
Some stuff is not meant to last forever.
No.
And most things aren't.
No.
And even in the things that we think are, probably shouldn't.
Yeah. You know, I think about some of the big ticket TV shows that have come out in the last 20 years or something like that. Your Sopranos, you know, Game of Thrones, you know, Lost for a while there. Everyone hated the endings of all of those shows. And I think it's probably because they were on too long. And they didn't have an ending written. Well, I guess you can't blame Game of Thrones because the writer refused to finish it. But they didn't have an ending, and it just kind of just petered out at the end. You know, yeah.
And finally, the holidays. Of course, we had just got done celebrating Labor Day. There's also Beer Lovers Day on the 7th. More importantly, Stand Up to Cancer Day on the 8th.
Nice.
Talk like a pirate day on the 19th.
Yes. Yeah, one of my favorite holidays. Oh, yeah.
That's a good holiday.
Yeah. We love that holiday.
Are we going to do that? Let's see. That's a Tuesday. Oh, it's just me and James. Nothing but pirate talk that day.
Get ready for it, you land lovers. It's going to be a show.
No one's going to listen.
Nobody's going to listen to that show. And the 29th is National Coffee Day.
Oh, wow.
That's a long ways away.
Every month needs to have a coffee day.
Every month should have one.
Every week should have one.
We should have a National Coffee Day, like a holiday. Like it's a day off.
Like an official holiday. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Oh, coffee, we appreciate you.
We love you.
We love you, coffee. Thank you. I don't know why I turned into Matthew Berry there. We will take a break. We will come back. More fun on the morning show here at WFH.
Have some more coffee.
Look like you're on layer.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt. Every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 93. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 68. Cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, highs around 75. Cloudy skies expected.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, and let's take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, most of my family is exactly like you guys. They can't even function without coffee. I have never tasted coffee in my lifetime.
Wow.
Really?
That's amazing.
That is. I got to say, though, sir, everybody I know that's like that cannot wait to brag about never having tried coffee. Everybody I know that they, I know at least four or five people I think of off the top of my head, and they cannot wait to tell you to the point they'll even call into a radio show to tell you.
But what's the reason?
Yeah, what's the reason? That's a good question.
Well, it had caffeine, and I knew that caffeine's kind of a drug, so I just...
That's a good reason.
Not bad.
And you seem to be pretty motivated. You seem to be able to get up and move around during the day without the added benefit of caffeine there.
Yes, I can.
Do you have some...
Every day at 6 o'clock, every day, no matter what. I've been retired now for about 11 years or 12 years, and...
Yeah. So, all right. I've run into this with friends of mine that have tried to stop drinking coffee, though. They're such in a routine that it's the first thing they drink in the morning, and, you know, we're usually thirsty when we wake up. So, for you, is it water? Do you have a go-to drink right away in the morning, or?
I only drink spring water.
Right. Wow. Okay.
Nice.
And I have milk on my cereal, and that's about it.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Nice.
And longtime listeners will know he's been living a good life. He's living well. So
why not?
That seems like a good blueprint to me. Thank you for the call, as always, sir. Good to talk to you. Have a good week. Thank you. Always good talking to our listeners. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. Of course, keep that number handy because we're going to be giving away a shirt between now and 10 o'clock.
Woo!
Be listening for that. As well, in the 9 o'clock hour at about 9:30, Bill Heck, Tom Heiser are going to join us with our monthly veterans update.
Nice.
Oh, good.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Right now, it is telephone day. Happy Telephone Tuesday. So let's get into this. The Tuesday after Labor Day is supposed to, supposedly the day businesses get the most phone calls all year.
Mm-hmm.
It's partly because everyone's open again after the long weekend, and it's when people start planning for holidays.
Nice.
Customer service has to answer your call. They don't have a choice. But a poll we just saw last week found we don't always pick up anymore.
That's right.
Only 1 in 5 people still answer calls from unknown numbers, no matter what. 54% never do.
54. Wow.
And well, because if they'll leave you a message, if it's somebody you want to talk to.
That's right. Yeah, that's my reasoning as well.
And here's one more leftover stat from the poll. The top reasons we don't answer those calls include it could be a scammer. It's probably a telemarketer, and it'll be a waste of time, and we're too busy to pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm. I'm too busy sitting here, and I'm not going to answer that. You know, that's my excuse.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we've gotten to a great point in society where we have such a flowing communication with cell phones and the availability of that. I do think, though, that we have normalized this way too much.
Yeah, I think you may have something there. Well, you know, and sometimes it can be detrimental. You know, so last Friday I did the football game. You know, I worked the board for that, and I needed to get Randy's information so I could communicate with him during the game. And so I called him, and he looked at my number is still North Dakota. And he's like, North Dakota, what the heck? You know, no, I'm not answering that kind of thing. Yeah. So it can be like some stuff like that can happen where it's like someone where you I don't recognize that number, but now because people move, you know, and I think Jamie, you still have an Illinois number, don't you? So I'm sure certain people are, Illinois, what the kind of thing.
All the time.
So it can, like you said, you know, that maybe it's a little too far now. Maybe people are just, I'm not going
to
answer it.
I had to, I had the privilege of being able to call one of our donors at the family center. We get these great donations, and we want to reach out and let these people know that we appreciate them. You know, we send thank you cards and that, but it's a phone call, too, that it really matters sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
This happens to me every time I make these calls. I try to make as many of these as I can because I don't, to be quite honest with you, I don't feel like I do enough on the board. So things like this, I just, you know, hey, let me do whatever little things I can do so they right. don't have to. And sure enough, this usually happens. I get voicemail because it's an Illinois number.
Yeah.
But the wonderful lady that answered this last time, and I don't know if she wants me to mention, so I won't, but she owns a local business and we greatly appreciate her. I'm talking to her and she doesn't. She right away, like, hey, is so-and-so there? She's like, no, can I ask who's calling? And I could tell it's her.
Yeah.
I've never talked to this woman before in my life, but yeah. I know it's her.
Yeah.
I was like, well, my name is James. I'm on the board of the Family Center. And this, oh, it's me. I just had to make sure that it wasn't a telemarketer.
Screening your own calls.
There you go.
In part because of my number being an Illinois number.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what I feel like we have normalized so much is anybody else do this where you're watching an old movie or you're thinking back to the past and you're reminded of, oh, well, why don't they just call? Why don't they just send a text? Or wait a minute, of course. It's 1847. Of course they can't do that.
It's Pony Express days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that I think it's so dang cool what we have done. Everything from a couple of cans on a string to walkie-talkies to where we are with cell phones now to chats. We got Gmail, 18,000 chats we got at Civic Media, you know what I mean? Yeah. Things like that. The way we are able to communicate with each other is so incredible where
versatile.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have to say my favorite rejection, though, was somebody actually picked up the phone I was trying to call, and he said into the phone, I don't need to speak to nobody from Baraboo, and he hung up on me.
Well, you know those people from Baraboo. You
that's,
know.
That's pretty good. That's
circus
pretty good.
Folk.
But then I texted him and told him who I was, and then he was more than happy to answer.
Yeah,
that's funny.
I've done this I haven't done this since I was a teenager when I used to do this. But we would get a telemarketer call, and I was one in charge of taking care of them because I was the actor in the family, of course. Mm-hmm. I would love I'd pick up no, and I'd just hang up. No, and just hang up. And I don't know what it was, but it would get my dad to laugh every time. Every time.
You really
and
show
then
off
your
those.
Aunt keeps calling back, and James just says no and hangs up, and she calls back again.
My poor family.
Jimmy, let me talk to your dad.
Yeah, exactly. You got to jump in real quick before I hang up.
It took all of your acting chops, just that no. You know, get ready.
Oh, and I really got into it, too. Let me. Let me find. No.
No.
Yes, yeah, I got to find your mark. Here's an sort of interesting one. We've seen lots of negative news about AI, but could maybe people be on board with this? Google just released a new AI tool that can go to work meetings for you.
Hey.
It's called Duet AI. They've been testing it for a while, but just opened it up to everyone last week. Before you get too excited, it's just for virtual meetings.
Of course.
It can't trick your boss into thinking you're there. They still know you're not. A feature called Attend For Me joins the meeting on your behalf, delivers any important info you need people to know, and recaps the meeting later on. If you do ever decide to show up for one again, there's also a take notes feature, so at least you won't really have to pay attention anymore. Or if you show up late, there's also a summary so far tool that tells you what you missed.
All right.
See, that one would be useful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice, yeah.
Of course, corporate will need to be on board for you to use it. It runs the within Google Workspace, so you can't just plug it into Zoom and go back to bed.
Aw.
They'll have to subscribe and pay $30 a month per person.
Whoa, per person? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't see a whole lot of people signing up for this.
Plus,
it's just procrastinating. You're just putting off the work for later. Yeah. Just attend the dang meeting.
Yeah, just go to the meeting.
Just rip the Band-Aid off,
yep.
You know.
Yeah. I really I don't see meetings being that
that horrible. Yeah.
We've got a couple meetings here a week at Civic. I have at least 3 to 4 a week with Second City. I get a lot of meetings. And that's not even talking about when I'm acting and meeting with my agent at least once a month or once a week or something like that.
Yeah, right.
And even with all that, I mean, go to the meeting.
Just go to the meeting.
Just do it.
It's not that bad.
It's not really that big of a deal. It's not, you know. And I don't think it should be that big of a deal for employers to have this feature if you have a big team and people that aren't always able to make the meetings.
That would make sense because then, especially if, you know, like one person's going to hold up the meeting, you know, then it would be fine to get, oh, well, they're not going to be here. Let's just do this a weird AI thing and whatever. So,
yeah,
but they can also record meetings now, too.
That's true.
So you can. I don't.
There's no excuse. Yeah, that's right. True.
You can go back and watch the meeting.
Yeah, the whole thing without having to worry about it. So, yep.
I did want to wrap up on a couple of good stories.
Okay.
I'd like to wrap up our first hour with some good stories, and our first one is our great listener Diane.
Oh yes. Ooh.
I got fresh cookies this time.
Yeah, nice.
Because I came on Friday.
You were here on Friday.
I got lemon cookies. Thank you, Diane. They were amazing.
Yes. Always so delicious. Yeah. Always so good.
Yeah, Mel doesn't get that very often.
No, she doesn't. Oh, yeah.
I got that's lucky cool. last
you
got, week.
You lucked out this time. You did.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And another good story. Giving away a shirt.
Woo!
Yeah.
We are so excited. We have we started this last week. WFHR and WIRI have new logos, and we're rolling those out to everybody. We want to get these in your hands and on your bodies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So call up right now, 424-2600. Let us know one of your favorite things about WFHR, whether it's current or it's from the past.
Doesn't matter.
We'd love to hear.
Yeah.
WFHR has been around for a long time. We know that we got a lot of listeners out there that enjoy many things we do now and we did in the past.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So call up, 424-2600. All you got to know is your shirt size.
That's all you really know. Number to know.
Call up and we'll get these shirts on you. And of course, be listening every day going forward here. I would say now for quite some time we're going to be doing this. We've also got some other fun things that we're going to be rolling out. We're going to be naming our chicken over in WIRI.
Woo!
We're going to be doing some stuff like that. I'm all here for that sound effect. I want more of that.
I got a recorder doing that.